Hi everyone, welcome back to our weekly podcast. I'm Hong Yu, business reporter at the Korea Herald, and today we're joined by Naomi. Hi Naomi.
Hi Yu, it's nice to work with you again.
Okay, so today we have two stories that we'll be dealing with. The first one will be on the former Japanese Prime Minister Abe dying after being shot during a campaign event. And the second story will be on the Korean Air aircraft making an emergency landing in Azerbaijan after an engine defect. So before we begin, were you working on Friday night, Naomi, perhaps?
Not at all. No. But I saw, like I watched, I guess, as everybody else, the news unfold on the alerts on their phone.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. No, I wasn't working, but I guess it was pretty busy night for the reporters and the copy editors working on that day. Because, yeah, it was kind of a really shocking news, a global news, right?
Yeah, it's just completely surreal that this happened, that, you know, that somebody as high profile as Abe, you know, was shot, and it was almost, we were all getting like live updates on his condition, where he was being sent to, and yeah, I think, well, even now, just still several days after, I think the public is still trying to make sense of everything.
Right. So I heard on the news today that South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is visiting the memorial altar that the Japanese embassy has made in Seoul to pay his respect for the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. So for the first story, that's why I brought this news article on this case where he was shot. 그러면 오늘 저희가 첫 번째로 다뤄볼 내용에 대해서 제가 방금 나오미랑 같이 얘기를 한 건데요. 지난주 금요일 날 국제적으로 좀 되게 충격적이었던 뉴스가 있었죠. 일본의 전 총리였던 신조 아베가 총살, 그러니까 피살을 당한 그 사건에 대해서 이번 에피소드에서 다뤄보도록 하겠습니다. So before we get into the details, could you please read us the article?
Former Japan PM Abe dies after being shot during campaign event. Abe was immediately rushed to the Nara Medical University and was in cardiopulmonary arrest, reports at the time showed. The crime occurred only a few minutes after he started a speech outside a main train station in western Nara. People at the scene reportedly heard something like gunshots and saw Abe bleeding from his chest. A large amount of white smoke appeared after the second gunshot, reports show. Japanese police immediately took Tetsuya Yamagami, a male resident of the city in his 40s and former member of the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, into custody as a suspect at the crime scene. All ministers, many of whom were outside Tokyo due to campaign schedules, were called to return to the capital. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno denounced the attack as a barbaric act and absolutely unforgivable, adding, "We condemn it strongly."
그러면 우선 제목부터 시작을 해볼게요. 제목에서는 지금 그 PM이라고 나와 있는 게 Prime Minister라는 단어를 줄여서 적어둔 거예요. 그래서 해석을 하자면 일본의 전 총리였던 아베가 선거 유세 중에 피격을 당해서 사망을 했다라는 제목으로 이해를 하시면 되겠습니다. 그러면 첫 번째 문장부터 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. Before we get into the details and the words, I wanted to clear out that this is not the first sentence in this article. I took this sentence is in the middle of the article because I thought they have some more important words that we should be discussing.
저희가 오늘 이 다룰 기사가 제가 처음 첫 문장부터 가지고 온 게 아니라 중간 문장부터 가지고 왔어요. 좀 중요한 단어들을 더 다뤄보고 싶어서 그렇게 했는데 원문을 보고 싶으신 분들은 여기 저희가 적어놓은 링크를 타고 들어가서 읽어보시면 되겠습니다.
Okay, so the first sentence. Abe was immediately rushed to the Nara Medical University and was in cardiopulmonary arrest.
아베는 곧바로 나라 대학병원으로 이송이 되었고 그리고 거기에서 심폐정지가 왔다. Reports at the time showed. 그 당시 보도들이 말하기를 The crime occurred only a few minutes after he started a speech outside a main train station in Western Nara. 나라라는 도시의 서쪽에 있는 주요 기차역 밖에서 연설을 시작한 지 몇 분 안 됐을 때 이 범죄가 일어났다. 라고 이해를 하시면 되겠고요. 여기서 첫 단어는 저희가 cardiopulmonary arrest 보겠습니다. 이거는 심폐정지라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요. How could you explain this in English?
Cardiopulmonary just means that it is anything relating to the heart and lungs. Mm-hmm. And it means it's a loss of heart function and breathing and consciousness.
네, 그래서 방금 나오미가 설명해 준 것처럼 cardio means heart, right? And pulmonary refers to
the lungs.
The lungs, yes. 그리고 두 번째로 볼 표현은 rush to, 우하고 몰려오다라는 표현인데요. In English?
It means to be taken somewhere with great urgency. So, for example, you can say an ambulance was waiting to rush him to the hospital. But you have just one point to note here, depending on what is the preposition after rush, mm-hmm. the meaning can be different. So here is rush to means it's being taken, this person is being taken somewhere. Mm-hmm. But for example, if you say rushed through, mm-hmm. that means it means something entirely differently. You say something was dealt with something hurriedly and mm-hmm. not with enough care. Like this report was rushed through. Or, this law was rushed through the assembly, for example. So there was not enough time was given to it.
네. 그 방금 나오미가 말한 게 rush to가 아니라 rush through라는 단어가 그 rush 뒤에 붙으면은 의미가 좀 달라진다고 해요. 그래서 rush to는 재빠르게 옮겨지다라는 뜻이지만 rush through가 될 경우에는 그냥 빠르게 서둘러서 대충 마무리하다 뭐 이런 뜻을 가질 수 있다고 합니다. 그러면 이어서 다음 문장 보겠습니다. People at the scene reportedly heard something like gunshots. 현장에 있던 사람들에 따르면 총소리와 같은 것이 들렸다. And saw Abe bleeding from his chest. 그리고 아베가 가슴에서 피가 나고 있었다. A large amount of white smoke appeared after the second gunshot report show. 보도에 따르면 많은 양의 흰 연기가 두 번째 총소리 이후에 나타났다라고 이해를 하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 보고자 하는 단어는 reportedly라는 단어인데요. 전하는 바에 따르면, 소문에 의하면이라는 뜻을 갖고 있어요.
Here, yeah, it just means according to what some people say, which may not necessarily be true because there is no direct evidence yet.
네, 그러니까 정확한 증거나 이런 거 없이 그냥 들리는 바에 따르면이라는 의미를 갖고 있기 때문에 그걸 염두해 주시면 되겠습니다. 세 번째 문장 보겠습니다. Japanese police immediately took Tetsuya Yamagami, a male resident of the city in his 40s and former member of the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, into custody as a suspect at the crime scene. 천천히 보자면 전직 해상자위대원이었던 그 도시의 40대 남성 주민인 테츠야 야마가미를 일본 경찰들은 곧바로 구금을 시켰다. 현장에 있던 용의자로서 라고 해석을 하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 저희가 보고자 하는 표현은 take into custody라는 표현인데 이거는 구금시키다 라는 의미예요. How would you explain this phrase?
It really just means to arrest that person. Mm-hmm. And if he's kept in custody, that means he's usually kept in detention or prison until he can go to trial.
네, 그래서 방금 나오미가 말했던 것과 같이 arrest, 체포하다라는 단어 대신에 이런 표현이 쓰였다고도 이해를 하시면 될 것 같아요. 그래서 그 두 단어 왔다 갔다 하면서 사용하실 수 있습니다. 여기 take into custody라는 표현 안에 custody라는 단어 있잖아요. 이것만 따로 쓰실 경우에는 유치 또는 구류라는 뜻을 가지고 있습니다. 그 다음 단어는 suspect, 용의자라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요. If you could explain the word suspect in English.
So it would be a person who is thought to be guilty of a crime or offense, but they haven't gone to trial yet, so they're only a suspect.
네. 그러면 이제 마지막 문장으로 넘어가 볼 건데요. All ministers, many of whom were outside Tokyo due to campaign schedules, 선거 일정으로 인해서 도쿄 밖에 있었던 대다수의 장관들은 were called to return to the capital, 다시 수도로 돌아오기를 부름을 받았다. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno denounced the attack as a barbaric act and absolutely unforgivable, adding, "We condemn it strongly." 그리고 히로가즈 마츠노 관방장관은 그 공격을 비난을 했는데 뭐라고 비난을 했냐면 그것은 매우 야만적인 행동이고 그리고 절대 용서할 수 없는 행동이다 라고 하면서 또 우리는 그것을 강력하게 규탄한다 라고 말했다고 합니다. 여기에서 denounce라는 단어, 맹렬히 비난하다 라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
It means to publicly declare something to be wrong. So you could also use criticize or I guess lambasted, but that would be a more high level word.
방금 말해준 criticize라는 단어를 쓰거나 아니면 what was it again?
Lambasted.
네, 그거는 이제 조금 더 높은 단계의 비난을 뜻하는 거라고 합니다. 그래서 그 강도에 따라서 좀 차이를 두시고 사용하면 좋을 것 같아요. 그리고 두 번째 단어는 barbaric, 야만적인이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
What this act is uncivilized. Mm-hmm. And if you were to describe a person who does barbaric acts, you would call them a barbarian. Mm-hmm. And now it just usually refers to evil people and their actions that are very brutal and cruel.
네. 그리고 그러니까 이 단어 그 barbarian이라는 그 옛날에 저희 바바리안족들을 칭할 때 쓰던 단어였는데 지금 야만적인이라는 의미를 가진 단어로 사용을 하죠. 그래서 그렇게 알고 있으면 되실 것 같고요. 그리고 condemn이라는 단어는 규탄하다라는 뜻이에요.
It means to express complete disapproval of.
Is the word condemn a bit similar to the word denounce?
Yeah, I would say that they are quite similar.
Mm-hmm. 네, 그래서 여기 이 문장에서 첫 번째로 나왔던 denounce라는 단어랑 condemn이라는 단어랑 조금 그 뉘앙스가 비슷하다고 볼 수 있겠죠? 네, 그러면 첫 번째 그 기사는 여기서 마무리하도록 하겠습니다. To wrap up the story, could you please read us the article now?
Former Japan PM Abe dies after being shot during campaign event. Abe was immediately rushed to the Nara Medical University and was in cardiopulmonary arrest, reports at the time showed. The crime occurred only a few minutes after he started a speech outside a main train station in western Nara. People at the scene reportedly heard something like gunshots and saw Abe bleeding from his chest. A large amount of white smoke appeared after the second gunshot, reports show. Japanese police immediately took Tetsuya Yamagami, a male resident of the city in his 40s and former member of the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, into custody as a suspect at the crime scene. All ministers, many of whom were outside Tokyo due to campaign schedules, were called to return to the capital. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno denounced the attack as a barbaric act and absolutely unforgivable, adding, "We condemn it strongly."
네, 그러면 이어서 두 번째 기사 다뤄보도록 하겠습니다. So before we begin with the second story, could you please read us the article, Naomi?
Korean airplane makes emergency landing in Azerbaijan after engine defect. A Korean airplane that departed from Turkey made an emergency landing in Azerbaijan after a defect was found in one of its engines, the Seoul-based firm said Sunday. The Incheon-bound KE9956 aircraft, with 215 passengers and 10 crew members aboard, landed at Heydar Aliyev International Airport in the capital of Baku, about 1.5 hours after taking off from Istanbul at 6:25 p.m. on Saturday. A vibration sensor message emerged from the number 2 engine on the right, and the captain immediately notified the passengers of the glitch and the change of flight course to an airport in the closest vicinity for the emergency landing, according to the airline. No one was hurt from the incident, with passengers transported to a nearby hotel.
네, 그러면 첫 번째 문장부터 보겠습니다. A Korean airplane that departed from Turkey made an emergency landing in Azerbaijan after a defect was found in one of its engines, the Seoul-based firm said Sunday. 서울에 기반한 회사가 일요일날 말하기를 터키에서 이륙한 대한항공의 여객기는 아제르바이잔에 긴급 착륙을 했다. After a defect was found in one of its engines. 그의 엔진 중 하나에서 결함이 발견이 됐을 때라고 이해를 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 여기서 말하는 the Seoul-based firm은 대한항공을 뜻하는 거고요. 그러면 이제 단어를 보도록 하겠습니다. So the first word is depart, 떠나다 라는 의미를 갖고 있는데요.
Yeah, so it just usually means to leave or they already left. And it's very common for uses of airplanes, about airplanes. Or you could say set off from or set out from if you're not talking about airplanes.
네, 그래서 이 단어는 저희가 공항에서 자주 볼 수 있어요. Departure, 뭐 출발, 편 할 때 이 단어를 쓰듯이 depart도 떠나다. 출발하다라는 뜻을 갖고 있습니다. 그리고 두 번째 단어는 defect, 결함이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Here, used as a noun, it means it's some kind of problem or error or glitch, which we will explain later. But in another context, you could also say genetic defects, which usually refers to diseases or disorders inherited genetically, for example, like Down syndrome.
네, 그래서 지금 여기서는 명사 형태로 쓰여 있기 때문에 결함이었고 그리고 방금 나오미가 말한 것처럼 뭐 유전자, 그러니까 유전자의 장애 또 아니면은 변종이라는 거를 얘기를 할 때 defect라는 단어를 쓰기도 하고 근데 이제 이게 명사가 아니라 동사 형태로 쓰일 때가 있어요. 그럴 때는 귀순이라는 의미를 갖고 있는데요. If this word defect is used in the verb form, how does the meaning change?
Yeah, so it's completely different. In that case, if a person defects from North Korea to South Korea, that means they leave North Korea and they escape to the South.
네, 그래서 뭐 저희가 또 흔히 북한 탈북자라는 말이 있는데 그거를 영어로 번역을 할 때 North Korean defector라고 번역을 하거든요. 그것도 이 단어에서 나오는 또 하나의 단어라고 생각을 하시면 되겠습니다. 그러면 다음 문장으로 넘어가 볼게요. The engine-bound KE9956 aircraft with 215 passengers and 10 crew members aboard, 215명의 승객과 그리고 10명의 승무원들이 탑승한 인천행 KE9956 비행기는 landed at Haidar Aliyev International Airport in the capital of Baku. 바쿠라는 도시에 있는 하이다르 알리에프 공항에 착륙했다. About 1.5 hours after taking off from Istanbul at 6:25 p.m. on Saturday local time. 토요일 저녁 6시 25분에 이스탄불에서 이륙한 지 1시간 반 이후에 이런 사건이 있었다라는 거죠. 그래서 여기서 저희가 첫 번째로 볼 표현은 그 문장 앞부분에 인천 바운드라고 나와 있잖아요. 그래서 그게 뭐뭐행, 이 문장 같은 경우는 인천행이라고 이해를 하시면 될 것 같아요. 영어로를 설명해 주시자면
It means that you're going or ready to go toward a specified place. So it will always be a destination plus bound and then plus a noun. For example, you could say homebound journey, moonbound astronauts, Busan bound train.
네, 그래서 이거를 알고 계시면 공항에서 안내 방송 나올 때 좀 이해하시기 쉬울 것 같아요. 이 표현 주의해서 봐주시면 좋겠습니다. 그리고 두 번째 단어는 aboard, 탑승한이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
It means that these people or passengers are on or in a ship, aircraft, a train, or some type of vehicle.
네, 그래서 이동 수단에 탑승해 있다라는 표현을 하기 위해서 이 단어가 쓰인다고 합니다. 다음 문장 보겠습니다. A vibration sensor message emerged from the number 2 engine on the right,
오른쪽 두 번째 엔진에서 진동이 감지된다는 메시지가 나왔다. And the captain immediately notified the passengers of the glitch and the change of flight course to an airport in the closest vicinity for the emergency landing, according to the airline. 그리고 그 항공사에 따르면 캡틴은 곧바로 승객들에게 그 작은 문제에 대해서 얘기를 했고 또 비행 경로를 바꿔서 제일 가까운 공항으로 긴급 착륙을 하겠다는 것을 알렸다고 합니다. 첫 번째 단어는 emerge, 드러나다, 알려지다 라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
It means to appear or to come up from.
네, 그리고 glitch라는 단어, 작은 문제라는 뜻을 갖고 있어요. 그래서 앞에서 저희가 봤던 defect라는 단어, 결함이라는 뜻이 갖고 있는데 이 두 개가 어떻게 다른가요?
Glitch usually in most cases refers to a sudden or usually temporary malfunction or irregularity of equipment. So it's always, you will say, oh, the system shut down because of a computer glitch or a technical glitch. So it's most of the time it's always related to equipment or software systems.
네, 그래서 방금 뭐라고 설명을 해주셨냐면 장비가 잠시 오류가 나는 경우가 있잖아요. 그럴 때 쓰는 단어가 glitch라는 단어고 그리고 defect 같은 경우에는 진짜 고장이 나서 고치는 게 필요할 때 좀 큰 고장이라고 보시면 이해를 하시면 될 것 같아요. 그 다음 단어는 vicinity, 부근, 가까운이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
So you could also say in the closest neighboring area or in their closest surroundings.
네, 그렇게 영어 설명을 들었고요. 그리고 마지막 문장은 No one was hurt from the incident. 그 사건으로 인해서 아무도 다치지 않았고 with passengers transported to a nearby hotel. 그리고 승객들은 가까운 호텔로 이송이 됐다. 라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 저희가 볼 단어는 incident, 사건이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
You could say an event or occurrence. Yeah, incident is usually quite a neutral term. It's different, for example, accident, where something didn't, where something happened maybe like it didn't mean to, but incident is more neutral.
그러니까 accident란 단어랑 incident란 그러니까 한국말 번역을 하면 둘 다 사건이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데 굳이 그 차이점을 비교를 하자면 accident는 그러니까 의도하지 않은 사건이 일어났을 때 accident라고 하고
Yeah, so for example, a car crash would be an accident, right? Because nobody 네. wants that to happen.
네.
Whereas incident wouldn't have that connotation there.
네, 그런 차이가 있다고 합니다. 그래서 incident, accident, 사건, 사고 이렇게 이해를 하시면 되겠네요.
Korean airplane makes emergency landing in Azerbaijan after engine defect. A Korean airplane that departed from Turkey made an emergency landing in Azerbaijan after a defect was found in one of its engines, the Seoul-based firm said Sunday. The Incheon-bound KE9956 aircraft, with 215 passengers and 10 crew members aboard, landed at Heydar Aliyev International Airport in the capital of Baku, about 1.5 hours after taking off from Istanbul at 6:25 p.m. on Saturday. A vibration sensor message emerged from the number 2 engine on the right, and the captain immediately notified the passengers of the glitch and the change of flight course to an airport in the closest vicinity for the emergency landing, according to the airline. No one was hurt from the incident, with passengers transported to a nearby hotel.
그러면 오늘은 여기서 마무리하도록 하겠습니다. Thank you for joining us today, Naomi.
Thanks you for picking out these two articles. And thank you everybody for listening. This is just a bit of a housekeeping issue for the podcast. From last week onwards, we have changed the uploading schedule. So you can listen to our podcast episode every Thursday morning from 7 a.m.
네, 저희가 지난주부터 업로드 스케줄을 조금 변경을 했어요. 그래서 저번주부터 저희는 목요일, 매주 목요일 아침 7시에 업로드를 하고 있으니까요. 수요일에 기다리지 마시고 목요일부터 들어주시면 되겠습니다. Thank you for tuning in and see you next time. Goodbye for now.
Bye!